Counterpunch is basically an education program for adolescents to help them navigate the normal sort of trials and tribulations of being a teenager. It's not a program for high-end kids that have had a clinical diagnosis or have had some major issues as such. It's more to target that kid in the middle, if you like, the ones that kind of tend to fall through the gap, the kids whose parents might be a little bit concerned that, you know, maybe around their friendship circle or their performance at school is not like as good as it could be, or maybe they're not as maybe a little bit anxious and that sort of thing, but they're not in any way thinking in terms of they need to see a psychologist. But it's an education program so that they won't need to see a psychologist going forward, if you like. So it's a three-phase program. It's delivered over 24 weeks, 6 months, once a week during term time. It's a group program. It's hosted in a gym, so it's very much using a physical medium of movement with some discussions. And ultimately, we have mentors, peer mentors as well, because they're the peers are the ones that have the most influence at that stage of development. It's educates around things like, you know, setting effective goals, understanding how to increase the gap when they're triggered, to use a Glasser analogy, to be able to drive their own car rather than being a passenger in their own car. We touch on nutrition, on sleep, on social storytelling, on relationships, a little bit of challenge, a little bit of fun, a little bit of competition. It's a very comprehensive program, really. I've only touched the surface of what's involved, but that's the structure. It's three phases delivered over 6 months, and it's layered in terms of you can do different levels of the program. So there's a pathway once you graduate the program to become a mentor as well. And ultimately, we've just qualified our first two junior facilitators. One is 20 and the other one is 16, would you believe? So they've been with me for the last 5 years.
Okay, I'll ask the uneducated question straight up, Merk. For mums and dads listening, they might ask themselves, how wise is it to be teaching frustrated kids or angry kids boxing?
Okay, well, first of all, what I would say is that it's no contact in the actual program itself. It's just the physical movements. Boxing's very all round in a sense that it targets all five components of physical fitness. We also utilize the movements in boxing for coupling skills and coordination and all that sort of thing. But the other thing I would say very strongly is that the misconception amongst some people about amateur boxing being a violent sport is so off the mark. Basically, those that box don't, like, they literally aren't violent. I mean, surely even if you just look at our own local in Dean Clancy and listen to his interview after probably the biggest disappointment of his life and how mature and how thoughtful he was about his teammates and everything else, and how he handled that as a young man who's literally still an adolescent in that he's only 22 years of age, and he's just like an absolute example of how the sport of boxing, what sort of athletes and what sort of young men boxing produces.
You're a qualified psychologist in Australia, Merk, and kickboxing, you know, the combat sports have been part of your life growing up. Is this something that developed, this interest in helping young people? Is this something that developed organically for you?
Pretty much. I mean, I could say tell you a little bit of a story of kind of how it evolved, but literally I did my psychology degree in Ireland, and then I did my sports science degree at the University of Limerick. While there, I won a scholarship to do a PhD. And as part of that, I needed an empirical questionnaire to do the research. And that's how I ended up coming across the reality therapy and choice theory. And that was like a really massive changing point for me. I learned so much just in that 5 days that it completely changed my outlook. As a result, I literally gave up my scholarship, which was a €60,000 scholarship. I sold the house I grew up with in Ireland. I mean, I was in my 40s at the time. And I set in progress the move over here to Australia. But if I was to say why I set it up, I would say my driving force is basically that I wished I knew what I know now when I was a teenager, and I think it would have made such a difference in how I would have tackled all of the challenges that I had as a teenager. And I think the medium of just doing martial arts and doing boxing, I mean, it's such a good analogy for life when you think about it. You know, the ring is your world and your opponent is all the obstacles you face in your world. And in terms of getting out of your comfort zone and challenging yourself, I don't think there's anything that can compare to jumping into a ring or onto a mat in an individual sport. That sort of sets you up for that, getting out of your comfort zone and challenging yourself in life and getting to the next level always. My mistake was that I kept moving to the next level and didn't stop to enjoy the one I was at. So, you know, there's so much that I've learned over the years, and the combination that I ended up doing of psychology, sports and exercise science, reality therapy and choice theory, you know, all of those things put together with the life experience is literally what makes up what is now the Counterpunch program.
And if people want to read more about the Counterpunch program, you can visit the website counterpunch.com.au. It's gained real traction over the years in Australia, Merck, and now you want to introduce an international dimension to Counterpunch. You want to take it overseas, including Ireland.
Well, absolutely. I mean, for me, this program is not rocket science. You don't need to be a psychologist to deliver the program. I mean, the reason that I went and got all those pieces of paper was back in the day when I was working with the Sligo Leader Partnership and I was coaching boxing in the early days. We used to go to the council or somewhere like that for a grant. And, you know, the question you always got was, well, have you got a piece of paper or a qualification that you can base your application on? And I'm like, surely being a qualified coach or a, you know, martial arts coach for so many years should mean something. But literally, you know, the social kind of environment as it is, you needed a piece of paper. So literally getting those qualifications was the reason I did it, was so I could go back and do what I was doing anyway. And what I want to do is with Counterpunch, what I've created is something where, you know, other coaches that were like me back then can deliver this program just by doing the training in becoming certified in Counterpunch and still be under the auspices of a psychologically developed empirical program. And then obviously coaches for me have so much to offer in terms of they already have a massive connection with young people. They have the respect of those young people. They know how to make them tick in some ways. And all I'm literally doing with Counterpunch is adding a few tools that will accelerate the process, if you like. I mean, again, I'll keep referring back to Dino, but if you look at Dean and his journey over the years and where he's at now, I'm sure there's a lot of the tools that he's got over the years that would be in Counterpunch that would hopefully be things you could teach in a much shorter time space of like 6 months, 12 months, so that kids that, even if they never box, learn those tools and those skills. So basically what I want to do is, again, I keep saying it's not rocket science, it's just information, is just to be able to provide that service that we've been doing here for the last 10 years. And the outcomes are so positive. You just have to look at the website and check out a few of the testimonials. Like, I know it works. I just want to replicate that. I want that to be available to kids all over the world, basically. And it's not a huge deal to set it up. And God knows there is a demand. Like, my initial funding in Darwin actually came from suicide prevention. And at the time, per capita, Northern Territory and Ireland were the highest per capita suicide in the world. And, you know, as part of my research, we realized, because I worked with the child and adolescent mental health care team, so I was very much on the clinical or the other end of it, which was another reason why I wanted to get back into the behavioral early early side of it rather than when the horse is bolted, as it were. But the stats showed us that literally less than 3% were in the health system of those that suicide, unfortunately. So you can't predict suicide. You have to educate. You have to educate and teach the tools to help kids to problem solve and be resilient and deal with, you know, what life throws at us. But sometimes the kids aren't getting those tools. And again, it's just information. And that's my passion, is to get that information to them. The stat that 75% of all clinical diagnosis occurs between the ages of 12 and 25 is enough to motivate me, because if we can just impact that stat in any way, it's going to make a massive difference, you know. I'm not saying all clinical diagnoses are just need information, but I can assure you that having worked in private practice for quite a while, the majority of them are, you know, just intervention or information at the right time before it sort of festers long enough to become something that is diagnosable.
Just before we talk in more detail about how the Irish dimension of Counterpunch is going to work, could you perhaps, assuming it's not betraying any confidences, share a story, an example of a young person you've worked with in Australia who joined the Counterpunch program and how his or her life was transformed by what they learned and developed with Counterpunch?
Sure. My only challenge is to decide which one to talk about, because there's so many. But I'll take Max as an example. Max was a young man. He came to me when he was just 11 years old. Very shy, very reticent, totally lacking in confidence, but obviously a lovely kid. He started to do the program, and even after the first level where he graduated, like, his mom's testimony is actually on the website. But one of the things she said was that Counterpunch simply teaches things that she, as his mom, couldn't teach him. And his confidence, she said, was just so good. And he actually was approaching her to have a conversation, which before, boys in particular tend to just reside in the room and not talk to mom sometimes or dad. Since then, Max is, he's come the whole way through the Counterpunch program, the level two shadow mentor, now to senior mentor. And just most recently, he participated in a 3-day workshop training with, four adults and himself, and Jalen is another one of our young, facilitators. And like, the comments from the people in the room were just, they were just like, this guy, there's no way this kid's only 15. Like, he's not quite 16 yet. His maturity and his wisdom, you know, it was just incredible, they said. And he was somebody who, he went into the club, because we provide the club as a safe space. You don't have to join a club after, but it's just a safe place for the kids to continue to have a goal. And Max wasn't doing any sport, so he decided boxing was for him. He lost his first 7 bouts, but it didn't throw him in the least. He just learned from everyone and kept going. And then just 2 weeks after our, before our facilitator graduation, he actually went to nationals and won a national junior title. And he had to go up a weight, like, he had to actually go up to the next weight division. And, you know, for a lad that had 7 losses in his first 7 fights, to go up to nationals, go up a weight division, fight a lad 10 kilos, an open lad 10 kilos heavier, and just go in and perform. And he won it 5 on every card, all 3 rounds. And the thing, the difference was so obvious, because I was the actual state coach for the juniors. The difference wasn't that he was a better boxer. It was just the way he approached it. His mental fitness and his levels of anxiety were, he had tools to be able to deal with that. I mean, that's just one story. And like, he's just going from strength to strength. Another young man, his mom said literally that if he hadn't found Counterpunch, he'd either be in prison or dead. That sounds very strong, but that's what she believed. Another young man, his mom was saying that, you know, he actually talks to them now. He doesn't hide in his room. As a family, they're communicating so much better because he's learned the skills that he's learned through Counterpunch. And his older brother, his older sibling, also graduated Counterpunch. I have another young man who's diagnosed as autistic. He came to me when he was 11 And since then, he's now 16. In the last year, he hasn't even been on the, it's called, there's a service here called NDIS, or National Disability, it's like funding. He hasn't been utilising that for the last 12 months. He's come off it completely because his mum's like, he's getting everything he needs. So in the club, he's learned all the skills. And this young man's just incredible how much he's matured. We did interviews after a tournament that we hosted here. We do an annual show up here in the hills. And last year he did an exhibition because we wanted to match him, make sure he didn't get hurt. You know what I mean? And he come out of the race, I want to fight next year. So I said to him, right, I'm going to treat you just the same as all the other lads. You got to do the work and I might yell at you occasionally and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, okay, okay. And he did it. He did all the work, did everything he was asked. He was on weight. He just did everything. And he got pipped in the five, but that was what was impressive because he didn't come out of it all depressed and upset and mad that he lost. He was just so mature about it. He was like, oh yeah, I did my best and I improved and I love what I'm doing. I love the fitness. I love all the physical stuff and the mental stuff. And the way he spoke was just phenomenal for a lad that, you know, at 11, like literally had no coordination or no confidence, you know, no friends. Now he's just like one of the boys in the club.
When do you plan to bring Counterpunch to Ireland and how might it work here?
Look, I'm open to ideas on that. Personally, I think that the best way it'll work is if we have both parents, adolescents and potential facilitators in the room for the information session and literally just go from there. Because like, I know this program works. It's been going now for 10 years here. It's been refined. It's got a complete curriculum, lesson plan, online portal with all the videos and everything. It's like just done for you, basically. So my objective in Ireland is just to hold some information sessions and to get as many parents as possible that would just, no matter whether they sign up their children for the program or their teenager, they're going to get some useful information, some of the tools that I'll share. The teenagers as well, and also people that are maybe people that work with youth, that coach, that, you know, I've met so many boxing coaches that work as well as coach, and I know many that would love to coach full time if they could afford it. I really believe that this is an opportunity where you can do that. So in terms of the facilitators, I'm looking at people that are doing what they love but would like to maybe think about it as an entrepreneurial opportunity as well to create income for themselves. I mean, it's a paid for program, but it's a very realistic in terms of the cost over a 6 month period. You're looking at 24 sessions. And ultimately you're not paying per hour, you're paying for the outcome. And I can guarantee you as parents, the outcome is invaluable. But literally all I'd like to do is just get the information to as many people as possible that might have any interest in seeing young people thrive, literally, yeah.
So how can people contact you, Mercedes, if they'd like to learn more?
Well, obviously through the website. There's an email address, there's a phone number, there's everything on there. I would say the website is the first point of call. And then I'm open to any invitations to come and do presentations around the country. I'm going to be in Ireland. I land on the 28th of September and I leave for the UK on the 9th of October. I'm doing a presentation in Bolton and I'm then doing one in New York and I'm spending 5 days in Houston where I have a number of engagements there. So literally, literally just looking for the opportunity to give this information, put it out there, run it by people and see what they think. I mean, if it was feasible to run a training while I'm actually home, if people were interested enough, we could do an online introduction and then go from there as well and actually run the training while I'm home. But I'm happy to come back whenever if there's people that want to do the training afterwards. Literally, it's just to communicate the information about the program. That's my priority when I come back this time. And I'll be back again next year.
Sure. You've spoken about how Counterpoint is focused on children, teenagers, and you've talked very eloquently about how you wish you had some of the tools Counterpunch provides when you were in your younger years. Do you find grown-ups inquiring about Counterpunch? I'm wondering, is there a a programme for the adults?
There is a hand-in-hand programme of parent information and whatever, but what I want to do is get the programme up and running first, and then we can run like events for parents as well. But what I do currently is parents just communicate with me each week and I share with them what we're doing. So the parents are aware of what we're doing in the sessions each week just by texting me. They might text me that maybe, you know, Johnny got suspended today, or Johnny had a fight with his best friend, or Johnny fell out with his girlfriend, whatever it is, but maybe had a bad day. And then you can sort of bring that up as a topic, but it's not about Johnny. It's just something that happened that sort of can elicit some discussion. And 9 times out of 10, it'll be relevant for everybody in the group. The reason that I target young people, as in, you know, adolescents, is that literally they're so malleable and they haven't been conditioned by society quite as much as our, you know, me, for example, as a almost 60-year-old, there's a lot of layers to peel back, a lot of conditioning that needs to be deconditioned. Whereas if you just can give that information early on, I mean, my experience is that, you know, teenagers love just the information and they're just so open to it. As someone who's worked for a while in private practice with adults, it's a lot slower. And a lot of it, literally the thinking or conditioning is always coming from a place of that I need to be fixed. If you look at all personal development training, it's coming from something that you need to fix. Whereas for me, it should be coming from what is your genius zone and what is your purpose and why are you here and what are you good at and what can you do with that and how can you maximize what you're doing and what you're good at? You know, and literally, how can you be happy doing what you love and being on purpose? And being, you know, the whole idea of being internally controlled or externally controlled. And I think the longer we get into adulthood, the more externally controlled we are. You know, we're very much conditioned by our environment. We do whinge a lot and we allow things to affect us more. And it's like getting a blank slate when you work with kids. Like it's like getting a boxer who's learned boxing and maybe learned some bad habits. And it's getting a boxer who's starting from scratch on a blank slate. That's literally the reason why I preferred working with the younger people. But having said that, one of our outlets in Adelaide, one of our facilitators, Damien, is an army vet. He actually does a counterpunch group with army vets. So the content is relevant across any population. But the passion for me is to work with adolescents and pre-adolescents because I think that's the optimum time for them to get the information. It can, you know, it's something you can do right through from fifth or sixth class right up to, fifth year leaving cert.
To finish, Merck, one last question I want to ask you on this Olympic weekend. And you mentioned already you were cheering for Sligo boxer Dean Clancy in Paris. And clearly you have a very holistic way of living now through your psychology profession these days. I do remember you, though, of course, as a very successful and very competitive sportswoman in your heyday. What have you done with all those medals and titles and belts you won at national, European and world level over the years in kickboxing, etc.? Have you kept them at home or did you bring them to Australia with you?
Well, actually, There's quite a few of them here in my office right now where I'm speaking to you from, hanging on the wall. You know, I always appreciate the journey that it took to get those medals. And, you know, I'm still very proud to have them. And, yeah, the majority of them are here. Helen Reynolds is my storage master, so she kept a lot of them for me. And every time I come home, I'd, you know, put some in my suitcase and bring them back. So, yeah, most of them are here. Yeah. And I always appreciate the journey, you know, because the lessons that you learn from that are the ones that feed into, you know, the next phase of your life. And that's why I just loved Dean's interview because he was very philosophical about it. And I agree with him. I think he was very unlucky not to win. But having said that, that's just not where his journey is meant to be right now. He did everything that he could do to control controllables. And he's just such a stoic young man. I know he follows Marcus Aurelius, and he's actually even got a tattoo on his arm to remind him of that. And I mean, I think that's so impressive for a 22-year-old. You know, I really do think he's ahead of his time in that sort of level of maturity. And I have no doubt in my mind that should he choose to stay amateur, and I hope he does, that he'll be a very strong contention for a gold medal in the next Olympics and lots of world titles and other events in the meantime. So really and truly, it's just starting for him. There's so much learning that he can take from his experience.